Americans who have been jobless for more than 26 weeks got their last unemployment check a week ago.
I have bills to pay, and now I have no way to pay them.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has scheduled an initial vote late Monday on a bill to renew compensation for the long-term unemployed by 3 months. The bill needs bipartisan support to advance.
Politics is pretty strong. The people that are unemployed for long periods of time are Democrats and the Republicans.
The effort has the backing of President Barack Obama.
We don't abandon our fellow Americans when times get tough. We keep the faith with them until they start that new job. If folks can't pay their bills or buy the basics like food and clothes, local businesses take a hit and hire fewer workers.
Even if the bill passes the Senate, a vote in the Republican-led House of Representatives is far from assured. Many Republican lawmakers worry about the fiscal impact of another extension of benefits and the impact on job seekers themselves. Senator Rand Paul.
I think it's wrong to borrow money from China or simply to print up money for it, but I'm not against having unemployment insurance. I do think, though, that the longer you have it, that it does provide some disincentive to work.
Democrats see economic benefits if jobless compensation is extended and political benefits in waging the battle, whether they succeed or not. Thomas Mann is an analyst at the Brookings Institution.
I think that will be a very, very contentious issue, but it's one where the politics really argue for Republicans finding a way to pass that. I think it's very unpopular to deny people some support during this difficult time.
Republicans, meanwhile, hope to keep the public's attention focused on the initial problems surrounding President Obama's signature health care law. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.